It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
But you know, cause if you don't, then you know we met before Joe Brady. No, you never about Joe Brady. Why I'm talking about Joe Brady? Joe Brady was this guru coming in, K-Mac, smart guy, pass coordinator. He's the reason why LSU won the national championship because he was that smart guy.
Was he?
No, just like all the rest of them. All these 30-something-year-old,
gurus. Like they invented it.
Right. No. And quite as kept, white gurus, by the way.
Of course, because they never been. We ain't never been that smart. I've never heard them say.
Sean McVay and all these other guys, man. These smart guys, right?
This young and up-and-coming African-American 28-year coach
you don't hear
is
those.
A guru.
You don't hear those.
Really?
You don't hear those. But, by the way, one guy named John Brady was in that same conversation last year, this time where the NFL, it's like five NFL teams wanted to interview him for head coaching jobs.
The one.
All right, so he decided he's going to go to the Panthers. And they decided after a year, they didn't want him no more. They fired his ass yesterday.
As they should.
With five games left in the season. Who does that? I mean, they couldn't wait. They couldn't wait till the end of the season.
No need to wait. You know, for one reason only.
What's that?
They brought in a veteran mm-hmm. who knows a lot about football, knows a lot about that team, knows a lot about winning.
Right.
Playing winning football.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks in, they asked that veteran, what do you think? And he said, man, if you don't get that dude, they're like, and that veteran is what I'm talking about is Cam Newton. And Cam Newton has the ear of the owner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I knew it was going to be one of two things. You said you asked a question a couple weeks ago. You said, does Matt Rhule even like Cam Newton?
Right, I said that.
Does he even like him?
That's last week, I think.
Was that last week? Okay. Do he even like Cam Newton?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I said, I don't really think it makes a damn bit of difference whether you like him or not.
Right.
His boss likes him.
Yes. Yes.
So let's just deal with the fact. His boss likes him and his wife, and the boss's wife likes him.
So that's even, I mean, like, you can't.
So that's like being triple vaccinated. At this point,
that is stupid.
Look, I'm just saying.
That's it.
At this point, it's good.
I can't argue with that knowledge right there, man.
I mean, Cam has no problems right now. He has no problems. First of all, you Cam Newton and your boss and your boss's wife likes you. You good. So, at that point, Matt Rhule says it's going to have to be some changes.
Yeah.
And Matt Rhule knew right then the change where they were going to have to be.
Right. And I also, it didn't help Joe Brady that out of 32 teams, Carolina was rating number 23 in terms of offensive efficiency.
Your offense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see, everybody talked about how good they looked early or how they looked last year. And I've said this and I've said this and I've said this. This offense is horrible with the exception of Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
Which, damn, I can do that. I can figure that out. Who couldn't figure out how to put Christian McCaffrey in the game and handling the ball, throwing the ball on the out and just swinging out to him? Who couldn't figure out how to do that?
Right.
So I was talking to a young man yesterday, and it just tells me about how people feel about Cam Newton.
Okay.
Just for no reason whatsoever. He literally thinks, or he thought, Cam Newton is a bad player. Cam Newton is not a good football player. I said, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I said, I don't even know why I'm sitting here talking to you. Then I realized he's not the only one. There's a general consensus out there that Cam Newton's not a good player. Cam Newton doesn't know what he's doing. I said, wow, that's interesting to me. But now we find out who really don't know is Joe Brady. And Joe Brady's gone.
And by the way, bring a good point. He may be back at LSU. Because BK didn't bring his office coordinator. So
we're gone back then.
Don't be surprised.
Hey, we're gone back then. And they're going to embarrass you like he did the last time.